Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
And we just keep looking back.
Darren, are you there? Darren? Oh, he's not here yet. Darren is not here, ladies and gentlemen. He is late, but you are on time for the Metal Injection Livecast. I'm Rob. I'm here with Noah.
Hi.
And Sid.
Do you smell that?
Whoa, what just happened?
Sid, I took a misty shit right into your nose. I could smell
it. Oh, that's awful. What that was.
It is awful.
That's not shit. That's his rotten skin.
Oh, I just inhaled some of that.
Skin from his wounds.
Anywho.
The waveform should be bigger. Maybe turn our volume up a little bit. Like a big waveform that fills up the whole screen.
Rob has to yell for
you
that.
You love waveform.
Even that's not so big.
See, I'm like, well, that's
there you
fun.
Go. See, we could do that. That's how it should be at all times.
No, I don't know. This
show.
Is fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show.
Keep going.
We have a terrible show for you tonight.
We have a fantastic show if Darren shows up.
Only if Darren shows up, otherwise you're screwed.
This the second Friday the 13th of 2009.
Thanks a lot, Barack Obama.
You see, change has come to America.
Yeah.
We have a lot of good stuff on the show. First of all, because he was such a hit, and because our show is so huge right now that we actually have a budget. We were able to hire the one and only JCBD. He will be here later in the show. That's right. He will be here, and he will be doing – he's our new news correspondent.
For the kids that don't know, could you tell them what those initials stand for?
Oh, of course. It is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
All right.
He will be here later on the show. And, you know, for all of you in movies, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Fucking
born
JCBD.
In the mid-90s, I guess.
And other than that, we have Darren came up with a game show, and he just arrived. So, Darren, why don't you tell us what the game show is about?
We're going to be playing My Mic's Off. That's the name of the game show.
Ah!
You win! We're going to be playing Ridiculous Sexual Act Jeopardy, in which the answer is a description of a disgusting sexual act, and you have to name what it is in the form of a question.
That's
how about,
what?
Do we get bonus points if we've actually performed that act?
You can't. You'd have to prove it.
Well, how could
Whoa.
We prove it?
Videotape?
Oh, for the love of God.
How about
I think we could work on the honor system.
How about we just talk out all the skits and all the ideas that we came up with before the
yes.
show right now?
So behind
so
the
we
scenes,
have nothing else to
like
do.
The director's conference.
No, a preview of what's coming up, a teaser.
Yeah.
That's actually the technical term for it. That's the industry term.
Yeah,
you know
maybe
if you
worked in the radio industry now, you would know that. You know, someone trying to get a job at Sirius would probably know that.
Also, we could call it a stager.
Are you serious? So,
this week's episode is brought to you by Twizzler.
We're all trying to get one of those goddamn
packages.
We're so professional.
What I missed in the 3 seconds that I wasn't on.
Oh,
us waiting for you to show up.
There was like 2 minutes of Darren bashing.
Okay. I'll hear it on the.
Darren, who is on your T-shirt? What is it?
Jose Reyes.
Jose Reyes.
Looking like he just woke up.
The short stuff for the New York Mets.
No, that looks like a zombie.
What?
It's a decapitated head of.
Got like worms
Mets
coming
shortstop.
Out of
it.
No,
Jose
you're just
Reyes.
Afraid of black men, aren't you? You know what it is?
No.
We're not supposed to talk about that on the air, but. Okay.
Noah might actually weigh more than Jose Reyes.
That's true, yeah.
He was.
He runs 17. Like the wind. I'm the only one here not eating, stuffing my face right
get
now.
Get with it.
Go ahead, go
I don't
on.
Like
you're
Twizzlers.
You're late to the party, Darren.
You have beef negamaki tea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Why is my Twizzler bent? What the fuck is this? It's a broken Twizzler.
It resembles your penis.
All you listeners, it's bent in half.
That's what they took out of your butt last week.
Oh, maybe.
You can't
it was
sit
delicious.
Down yet? You're not allowed to sit down yet?
Cheers a little rough.
Oh, okay. Get him a cushion, goddamn.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm fine.
You're going to let the poor guy stand up for the whole
let the show thing. Go on. I'm fine. Seriously.
Okay. Seriously.
Seriously, guys.
So
you can also give us a call. You can be a part of the fucking show.
Just make sure that you're eating Twizzlers when you call us.
Mm-hmm. It's not a requirement. It's not a prerequisite.
Well, they won't fit in.
Give us a call at 646-929-1357. I gave out the right number this time.
Yeah. You know when we used to do the old show and you gave out your house number?
I did that once. I did that once because I was...
Were you stoned? I thought it was...
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I thought that was before
That's
you
my
started.
Excuse for everything, let's be honest.
I don't
right?
think you were smoking
yeah.
weed yet.
Oh, I wasn't. Sorry. I was just so stoned.
You were like 17 years old.
No, I definitely was smoking. Well, not, I wasn't.
Okay. So, which of these awesome things are we going to do first on the show tonight?
Well, I mean, we have a stacked show. We also have, you know, marijuana's in the news a lot. Lots of talk about the dope. So, Noah and I felt, you know, like we have this new budget. We can.
Oh,
there's
a caller.
Oh, God, we have a caller.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Again.
Oh, dude.
Is that on?
Yeah, you're going to have to turn down your speakers.
No, this is Domino. Can you take your... All
right. Hey, what's up? I'm Ed.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Ed.
What's your name?
Ed.
Ed?
Yes, Ed.
Hey, man. What's up, man? I'm listening to you guys on Metal Injection. Oh, Richmond.
Oh, Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, man.
We were there.
We hung out. How's it go, man?
Pretty good.
So I guess if you're listening to us, that means that everything is working this time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Always this time? Always. Have you heard the live cast before? You don't have to lie to me.
Fuck yeah, man. I listen to you guys, like, on the podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would you like a Twitter?
Ed, would you like to... We play some music during the show when we have to go, you know, take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Do some lines, but would you like to request some sort of music to play a little later on in the show for the millions of people who will not hear this?
Yeah, sure, man.
What do you like?
What do you like that's in my iTunes library?
You got an Opeth?
Of course I got Opeth.
Sure,
play fucking Opeth, man.
Are you
what?
Friends with Avail?
Am I what?
Are you friends with the band Avail? They're from Richmond.
Oh, no. Although I did hang out with Willie from Lamb of God once.
That's oh, nice.
Totally different.
Isn't it like, the first band I would think of that's from Richmond is Gwar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. They're funny. Noah, actually, I'm in a band.
Oh, yeah? What's your band?
What band?
Generation ADD.
Wait, what was it? Wait, what are we talking about?
Who?
Yeah, making an ADD joke.
What do you play?
It's all right, I'm sure you're
going
to Yeah, we play a electronic metal thing.
That's fancy, but what do you do in the band?
I'm a vocalist and keyboardist.
So you sort of sound like Orgy?
So, do you guys have a MySpace page?
Yeah, man.
We're going to play your music.
Yeah, go, it's, www.myspace.com/generationBB.
Wait, you forgot HTTP.
Wait, BB like venereal disease? Generation venereal disease? I thought it was AD.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much, yeah, just type in DD.
Oh, generation DD?
Yeah, man.
Like the size of my boobies?
Yeah, totally.
I'm teasing the audience.
I'm mad.
Oh, the A in ADD is an at symbol.
Let's hear. We got like some messed up songs on there. So,
so which song? If someone could only listen to one of your songs
for 30 seconds,
which
okay.
one? Is it an impromptu?
Try messed up.
What's that?
Messed Up.
Messed Up. All right, we're going to play a little Messed Up on the Metal Injection livecast on an impromptu Thrash It or Trash It.
Oh, man, I listened to that one. That was funny.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
All right, now that everyone forgot what the guy's band name is, do you want to introduce it?
It's Generation ADD.
Yeah.
Oh. Messed Up.
Messed Up.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I'm pumping up the jam.
All right.
This is pretty funky, man.
You. What's your name? Because I'm so sorry, I'm completely insane. I am such a fucked
up. Is this a prank?
I don't care if it's a prank. I like it.
I don't know what to do.
But it's love, baby, don't hurt me. You know what this sounds like?
Wait, it's building.
You sound like Work. That's right.
It sounds like Chris Crocker.
Is this what Microsoft Adventure sounds like?
It sounds like Devo.
Can you find what in your three genres, in your three genres, you have rock, electro, and death metal.
We try to expand our genre so we can get more fans.
Well,
so you sold out? Is that
But
where is the death metal? Why even label yourselves as a death
metal
guy? Guys, listen for like 1 second.
Yeah, that's for like
that was actually our demo stuff. Those were songs that we came up out of boredom.
Oh, the growling came on the second demo.
So you might there's some growling on Goatish Hell-Hated Hornbeast.
Goatish Hell-Hated Hornbeast, is that the song?
Yeah, but
the
actual
death metal
so
sounds like Toby Keith.
Okay, well, I mean that title is a death metal title. So let's give this one a try.
All right.
And I'm proud. America.
It just sounds like noise, so I guess it is death metal.
Wait, did you just go, like, to a warehouse?
That was recorded at an Arby's.
You should record some ambient noise.
Fries are done.
Okay.
All right, that was me.
Is this the same riff that Linkin Park used?
I tried so hard to be you, to be you.
Oh, wait, here's the death metal. There it is. All right, dude, we found the death metal.
Did you cool. Did you record that while you were like opening and closing a garage door?
Yeah, actually we have a really crappy recording system, so
but you guys have merch. I love it.
Yeah, man.
So garage door opener. The one that you were trying to distance yourself from that sounds like electro, I like better than
the their current sound. The second song we played is.
But he was all like, that's not what it really sound like.
Wait, no. Which one is closer to your current sound? The first song, right?
It really scatters everywhere.
Everything.
Are you actually in this band?
Man, I'm the vocalist.
Did you come up with
these? What?
I'm totally gonna call up.
No.
Did this band exist before?
We'll say that it's very avant-garde, and
We definitely can't say that you're. Oh, you're just trying to sound like Pantera, or
avant-garde younger brother.
Yeah.
Avant-garde.
It's experimental. It's experimental. We'll be positive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey, by the way, I really like that Umbrella remix you guys did.
Nice, thank you.
So you should request that song.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
It was late, man.
Thanks for calling in, Ed.
Yeah, no problem.
And everybody at home, make sure to check out Ed's band, Generation at DD at MySpace.com.
That's going to give them a syntax.
Generation DD.
I think,
why is there no A in your URL, buddy?
Well, because the at sign kind of says no.
Well, you know, this is, again, going back to something that we've been talking about on the radio show, is having SEO-friendly band names. Why would you have an at symbol in your band name?
That's not going to work.
Look cool.
It's not like there's a letter that looks like that they're going to use.
Yeah, I understand.
They have no choice.
I understand for the arts, but you have to realize if you want, like you said, you wanted to get more exposure, you want more people to see your band, you're going to have to make it easy for people to find your band.
Dude, no offense, I think you're lucky this guy could turn the computer on.
Oh, he sounds like a smart guy.
Well,
I mean,
other subject, though,
guy.
Everybody should check out my new band, Division Symbol / Tilda. Square root mark. You're awesome. It's sort of hard to find this online. You sort of have to just keep hitting I'm feeling lucky and eventually we come up, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. Little bit of a death metal influence. You'll love it. You guys will love it. We sort of sound like Cynic.
All right. Well, nice calling you guys. It was nice calling you guys.
Ed, thank you. You've been a good sport.
Thanks, Ed.
No problem. Noah, try not to get raped by your parents.
Yes! Yes! This guy is the best.
This guy. Come on, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. See you, man. No problem.
Bye. See
you. Fantastic. Wow. That is a true listener. He knows.
In symbol / Tilda. Up next on the Metal Injection Live Show.
I will try not to get
rid of it. Oh, wait. I have it queued up. The MySpace page loaded.
Damn it.
Division Symbol! Find the derivative, motherfucker!
Square root!
High up in the bitch. ASCII 17714. What?
Find that Chris Crocker video that he did, because it's
what's
the
video?
He made a video. He recorded a song
what's
and made a
the
video.
Video?
Think if you search Chris Crocker song, you'll find it.
Who is Chris Crocker?
Chris Crocker is the guy who...
Leave Britney Alone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Britney Alone.
Chris Crocker has a million views on YouTube.
But he has a song. Search song.
Chris Crocker.
Because it sounds exactly like that song that guy played. It's just him.
Maybe
talking
that was
over
Chris
feet.
Oh, oh.
Crocker.
I think Mind the Gutter? Is that
Yeah,
it?
That's it. Mind in the Gutter.
I guess we...
It's just Chris Crocker talking over a beat. An electro beat.
Chris Crocker. Chris Crocker. It's like me talking. There's just something inside of me. I won't back anymore. Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe I am crazy.
Generation A to D.
I got you thinking all the... I got you reaching for them body
parts. Oh, you.
Wow. Dude, you know how they're saying at least we can't say there's nothing else out there? Wrong.
See? He's like, he influences Chris Crocker.
Dude, I can't believe you just totally ripped off Chris Crocker. Unbelievable, Ed. Unfucking believable.
He's not there anymore.
He's listening. All right, that's enough, really.
Could you post a comment that says, this bullshit sounds just like my band, Generation ADD? Visit us at MySpace.
Yeah, dude, you should totally go on all of their, all of Chris Rocker's,
steal his audience.
Chris Rocker. Chris Crocker's videos. And do that.
What was this you were telling me about weed before?
Oh, we were just—I was just saying how
right.
Marijuana has been in the news a lot this week, and you know, with the whole down economy, and there's been a lot of talk about, you know, maybe is it, and it's something we, you know, half of the Metal Injection Livecast crew feels very strongly about, me being one, and then Noah being the other half.
What?
Wait.
A whole.
I'm pro-weed, too.
You're pro-weed?
I don't smoke it anymore.
I guess it is pro-weed, too, right?
He just supports us because we're his friends.
Yeah.
No, I quit smoking 3 years ago, but I still...
And
but you want us to get high because you're our friend, right?
And also because you act really stupid, I can make fun of you.
Right.
So, you know, we want to talk about this, but we want to get serious about it. So now that we have this fancy budget, we have a special marijuana expert, and we figured who better to talk to about this than my and Noah's drug dealer. He's going to be here. Mm-hmm. And I can never remember his name. What's his name?
Bud Kushner.
Bud Kushner. He's going to be here. That's a little later on. And I think after the... I think that's like an alias. I think his mind wants it. Like, you know, Marty Finkelstein or something.
No, his
like
real name
that.
Is T.T. Boy.
Do you know who T.T. Boy is? You're laughing.
Yeah,
of course I know who T.T. Boy is.
Everybody knows who
T.T. Boy
is.
Yeah, how do you not know?
It's a rite of passage.
For everyone who doesn't know who T.T. Boy is, just
Boy,
do
if
a
you're
Google
listening.
Search. Give us a call, T.T. Boy. 646-929-1357.
Search engine on
929-1357.
You know, Rob looks a little like T.T. Boy.
What?
With the
no,
hair.
T.T. Boy totally looks like Siler from Heroes.
Yeah, a little bit, too.
There we go.
Could see that. You have the same hair, though.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I have to look at something. I'm not going to stare at the guy's cock while he's fucking a girl. That'll be gay.
Why don't you look at the girl while he's fucking looking at
her? 646-929-1357. No, you know those shots when a guy's fucking a girl and they zoom in on, like...
I never understand that.
It's to piss you off or something.
They have a whole movie to sell you on, so they're going to have to, like... It's like a roller coaster ride. Like, you're really hard and then, like, show the shot of the guy, like, aww.
Yeah,
and then you have to wait...
But what about when you're just about to nut and it's like,
and
then the guy's fucking hairy chest comes on the screen in a close up? Thanks, I needed that.
It's artistic.
Right.
Noah likes it.
Yeah, I like hairy.
The worst
chest.
Is when it's like, you know, like, okay, it's a more amateur porn, and clearly the guy who is the producer is, and also the star of it, is like the grossest dude ever. It's like, you know. I want to look at the girl, but it's so hard not to notice the really disgusting guy that she's sucking off.
That's like Max Hardcore. Like Max Hardcore is just on putting himself in. He's like 52 years old.
And it's
three
like,
inch penis.
Again, like when you're watching porn and you feel disgusted, that's not the right. Like, oh, I feel bad for this girl. You know, like you don't want to. You don't want to feel like that.
People
you know?
Are into that humiliation stuff.
Ah, she has to fuck my dad.
How do you feel about old dudes and young girls?
No, I'm not into that at all, actually.
What are you into? What kind of
we
stuff?
Know what she's into.
Darren, what am I into?
Fucking your parents.
Right.
Oh, that's right. We discussed this previously on the show. Ed, thank you for bringing that up.
Yes. The whole audience knows now.
But that would be old people, so I'm not really into that.
Oh, that's
not logical.
So you're into young people?
Yeah.
Very young people?
No. Not that young.
5-year-olds?
No.
Oh.
10-year-olds?
Yeah. Yeah. Gross.
So is that guy coming in the studio?
Yeah, he's a little... I think what we should do is just take a quick music break. We'll do one or two songs, and then we'll come back, and we'll have Bud Kushner in the studio, and we'll talk about this.
Okay.
So right now, I guess, let's play the... In the song, the Rihanna remix.
Going out to Ed of Division/Tilda.
And some Opeth, I guess.
Like, I could even find it right now.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Why would you suggest a music break if you weren't ready for it?
Because
I have the Opeth queued up. I just don't have
it. So why don't you start with that?
All right.
Okay, great.
Fine.
Thank you.
Chains. I put a staple gun to her brain. She don't ever tell me no when I wanna dish out some pain. She loves to lick the bottom of my shoes, and that's not all she like. She get down with a railroad spy because Anna thought it was so exciting when she found out I was into biting. Said that she wanted to get roughed up, so I took my fist and I balled it up. Now I beat her because she loves it. Hit her with everything in my closet. I can even beat her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat that bitch with my umbrella.
Ow!
Hello.
Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella, umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I never run when my fists are clenched, or when I smack her with an Allen wrench, and when the cops take me in. If the bruise is big, she'll stuff and squeal just like a pig. But now I know that she'll never fight, just as long as I treat her right. Because sister likes me to kiss and hug her. Now I got her beat up with a Louisville slugger. She's cute when she tries to put up a fight. She starts kicking and screaming all through the night. Now that I beat her more than ever, know that there could be no other. I can even hit her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 That really hurt.
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! Stop that already! Ow! Ow!
I can stab her in the arm. She will never. I won't get mad. She's my little punching bag. There's a squad car sitting out front. Think I'm getting locked up. Because 911, she started dialing. Ordered me for domestic violence. Said that I gave her two black eyes and a hot curly iron burn on her thigh. Now be locked up in the slammer, won't be visited by Rihanna. Gonna be ass raped by a fella, gonna be ass raped by a fella. Ow! 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 Ass raped by a fella. Ow! 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 Be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Oh, I kinda like this.
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, oh. Damn.
You think you big and bad, Chris Brown beating up on girls? Come here.
Chris Brown, Ain't a Ray Remix, 2009.
Yeah.
Umbrella on fire.
Featuring Bubba.
Bubba.
That's my
Bubba.
Shit right there.
Stop.
Oh, Bubba, you hit this.
That's because I use my umbrella.
Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection live cast, right now.
I'm ready to shit blood out of my ears. Does that mean I'm a queer?
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay. There's another show going on here in this room. Come on over and sit down.
Wait, I thought we had the studio booked.
Whatever.
Times are tough. They're double booking.
Oh boy.
All right.
Bud, are you there? Come on, don't walk so slow.
This guy's all of a sudden he's gonna be shy. That swinging cracked everybody.
No. He's just really, really, really slow.
All right.
Bud. Oh yeah. All right. He's gotta get warmed up. Damn, he can really.
You alright, buddy?
Wow.
Oh, man. That was awesome, man. It's so good. Bud fucking Kushner in the house, man.
Is this Elmo? What the fuck?
What's going on, guys? What's up?
How you doing today, bud?
Doing awesome.
How'd you get here?
I flew on the Magic Express. Oh, do you guys need some weed?
No, I'm good.
Do you guys need some weed, man?
I don't smoke, but...
I'm fucking gosh. It's fucking homegrown.
You gotta talk so we can hear
yeah,
you. Don't
whisper. Audio medium.
I don't want the cops to hear. I'm very paranoid about that.
It's a soundproof room. It's fine.
Okay, cool. Well, I got some very good kush, man. Just try it out, man.
Break it out.
Well, now you gotta pay.
Oh. What? Darren, wait. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah, hold on.
So, like, if you guys are gonna, like, buy weed, man, why am I here?
I don't know. Why are you here, bud?
You guys called me. You said you needed a marijuana specialist or something. I mean, I know a lot about weed, man.
Well, basically, I think what we wanted to discuss with you is there's been a lot of talk of pot being legalized.
Yeah.
Like in California and stuff like that. And we wanted your opinion on this.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about this on the internet. It was so awesome. And it's like, oh, well, there's no money being made. So everyone, you know, like, I'm a bot, so you should just do it, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize this.
But just like, you know, just like everybody, I think that every person should smoke weed because it's like so awesome, man.
Yeah, but aren't you going to be out of a job, though, if they legalize
it? Wait, what do you mean I'm out of a job? I just do it on the side. You know, I'd be like, sure, I don't have a real job because, like, you know, this pays my bills. I mean, it's a good profession to be a pot legal. Man, but, like, what do you mean?
Like, if Marlboro starts selling, like, joints.
That would be so awesome.
It'd be awesome, but you wouldn't have any money.
No one's going to buy from you.
What do you...
I was going to buy you weed.
I think the light bulb went off.
So, like, if Marlboro sells... So, then I can... But, oh, man, people should... We shouldn't legalize weed, man. It's not good. It's bad. It's a gateway drug, man. And you're just going to... You don't want to do heroin.
Yeah, man. Because then you taste like bird duty.
Dude, that just leads to death, man. That leads to death and, like, crystal meth and, like, parents, don't let your kids smoke drugs. Kids, give me a call. I have some great drugs. Man.
It's like a split message.
Dad, you blew my mind, man. You're so right. It's like if weed is legal, there would be cows. You could just go into, like a grocery store and, like, get it. That's crazy.
You get,
who's
like,
gonna buy from me, man?
You have like
who's
Mrs.
gonna buy from Bud?
Like Mrs. Fields would have like hash brownies and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What? Can you tell me more about
it'll
that?
It'll go like all corporate.
Yeah. Where could I get some of those?
Well, they're not legal yet, but I'm saying like.
Yo, man, I gotta tell you, I went to fucking California, man. I need to move there. It was so crazy. I just walk into a store and I got a cake with weed in it. Usually I. Yeah, and then eat cake. But I was multitasking, man.
I'm sorry. I kind of lost track of the conversation. What the fuck is he talking about?
He went to California and had a weed cake.
In California?
Yeah.
Because it's like almost legal there, man. But, you know, California's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, I got a bunch of cool weed. But, I mean, like, sure, my weed selling paid for my trip to California. But, man... I'm so confused.
I picked that up.
I think you should smoke more weed.
Yeah, man.
Where's that bong? Oh, you dropped it. Here. Here you go. Jenny just joined us, and she heard the bong. She's like, freaking out.
Oh, man, that was a big one, man. That was crazy.
Oh, Noah, show him your Osama Bin Laden.
Yeah.
It's a bong shaped like
here,
a Laden.
Here, take a hit off of Osama.
You might start talking Arabic.
Death to America. Yeah, that was just like the obvious joke, guys. You guys are so easy.
Yeah, don't run into a building when you leave here.
I don't even get the joke, man.
Where have you been the last 7 years? In a cave?
That's like my nickname for my parents' basement because I hang out in there all the time, man. It's so sweet because like, I have this couch, and it's like it's not just like any couch because it's like my couch, and it's awesome.
Wow.
It's awesome. But yeah, like, I know you guys asked me to, like.
Sorry. This is not impressed by this segment at all.
This is the like Strasburg over... method. He's really smoking weed to get into the character.
I've been smoking weed this whole time, man.
He's a method actor. Passing it to me?
you don't smoke weed,
no,
man?
No, man, I know.
What's your problem, man?
He totally just asked on our soundboard.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Jenny. It must have been Jenny.
Yeah,
let's
blame the woman, man.
It was fun.
Oh, so you're like a sexist hippie?
What are you talking about, bro? I'm all about equality.
They say women don't know how to smoke weed properly. Is that, I didn't say
they're
that.
Used to having bigger things in their mouth than a joint. Right?
I completely understand where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Is that how a mouth queef could happen?
Yes, that's exactly how mouth queefs happen.
What's a queef, guys?
We were talking about mouth queefs during the break. If someone was sucking a mouth queef.
That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting. That's not something you talk about.
It depends who the dick is attached to.
Oh. No, is this the type of people you hang out with?
Unfortunately.
I thought you hang out with cool people.
No,
man.
Just these people.
So, do you guys want drugs?
What do you got?
Weed, man.
Just weed?
Yeah, don't say it too loud. The cops will hear, man.
I think I saw the cops. Oh, look. They're right downstairs.
What?
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
I just looked out the windows.
What?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, that's...
Oh, guys, I'm out of here, man! I'm out of here, man! You better get me, man!
The exit's that way. You're in the closet right now.
Sorry. You'll never get me!
Legalize it.
It's the bathroom.
Legalize it, pigs!
420 forever, man!
We're on the first floor, so sorry.
Splat. Oh, never mind.
Wow, that siren sound effect I had worked like a charm.
Yeah,
that guy is such a dick. He sat in my chair.
Oh, that was an effect? I thought there was a police car right here in the studio. It sounded so close.
I had to rent a police car. And I rented the speaker that just spewed out ambient noise.
See? We're going to have to rent that.
Listen to that ambience. That shit cost me $200.
We have to rent out a new soundboard because there's ash all over it.
Yeah, that's fucking
what Jenny.
A jerk. What a jerk. Last time we invited any drug dealers on the show.
So
before we get to our sexual jeopardy, we were talking about queefs, right?
Queefs, yeah. That's a good segue, actually. I don't know. We just got into a queef discussion.
A little queef argument.
Sid asked me what happened during times when queefs freak out.
Actually, it was me that asked you that.
Oh,
not
okay. Sid. Didn't you?
I don't
know.
You guys look so alike.
Yeah.
Sometimes hard.
I know.
So, no, I just kept plowing away. I don't know. Sid said he got the queefus interruptus.
Well, no, because I wasn't fucking when the queef happened. I was going down on the girl, and she got all freaked out.
Yeah.
So, I had to call
Jenny,
her.
You're like an awesome studio audience.
But have
a couple members in there to shut her up.
No, like, I'm not.
Have you seen a queef happen? I'll ask you. Has a queef ever happened to you without actual, like, fucking going on? Like, just a spontaneous, like a fart?
No, I can't. If I tell this story, my boyfriend will get
mad.
Tell it.
You have to. Aiden, it's not
sexual at
all, and that's
where. All right. Jenny, get out of the room. We'll bring Rachel in. Rachel, come in here.
Yeah.
Rachel, tell the story about Jenny.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Tell
the story about you that's similar to the one about Jenny.
Tell the story about
her boyfriend, Cal.
Al.
Peggy and Al.
Oh, jeez, Peg.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
Okay. Yeah. Queefing is sad?
No.
It's
no.
Like they're going to have a bittersweet ending, like someone died from a
queef. Is it going to be a queef? Peggy
and Al Bundy.
Is it going to be bitter queef? Someone...
Sure. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Well, at least the water cleaned off the ash from the soundboard.
Yeah. All right.
There is water on the soundboard.
This is a fucking train wreck.
We may not be on the air anymore.
Metal Injection Livecast.
There's water. There's
waterboarding.
We may have about a 3-week hiatus. So we get a new
Starburst, Twizzlers. There's everything on this board.
Okay. Let's get the show back on track, people.
Okay.
Where's the cops to arrest her?
Okay. The other day, and I had gas, and I was in the car, and I was holding it, and I was trying to get home, and I guess the way I was sitting, like, I passed my gas, but instead of going, like, out the back, It went up the front and it went in my pussy and then came out again in part.
Rewind. What's a pussy?
Yeah,
you don't have to alter the name of that. Yeah, just the names of the people. Did she really say pussy or did I hear wrong?
I didn't. Did she mean pussy or pussy? Sure.
Maybe the area in between.
The taint.
You can't go in your taint. The taint is not a hole. And man, if I could find a girl who had a taint hole,
woo-hoo, that's
a whole extra.
That's a party. That's a whole extra hole. So continue. Your tussie was just tainted.
So then it became like a pussy fart. It wasn't even a queef. It was just like a fart.
It was a recycled fart.
Did it smell?
There's like a whole ecosystem out there.
And I was in such shock that it happened. Like, I almost drove off the road. And then
wow.
I couldn't stop laughing for like 7 minutes straight.
Can you bake us some bread for next week?
Yeast joke.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Wow.
That was a good one for Rachel, everybody.
Everyone, if you miss any part of that, it will be airing again during our next best of.
Rachel.
I tell you right now, that's guaranteed.
Rachel and her tussie.
Noah, mark down that segment.
It has
the
mark.
So I think that's a good lead-in for our game show.
Okay, can my ring be queef?
Yeah, queef.
I don't think we have sounds.
Our mouths can make sounds.
This is Sexual Jeopardy. Are you playing too?
I want to play.
All right, so we'll have four players. It'll be a little different from the traditional
Jeopardy. We have a caller.
Oh.
Oh, maybe they could play as well.
All right.
Hello?
Whoa.
You are on the air.
Who's this?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Pete.
Hey, what's up, Pete?
How are you, Pete? You are just in time for the brand new game show on the Metal Injection Livecast, Sexual Jeopardy.
What?
All right.
I think he hung up.
No, I'm still here.
That's not why he wanted to call.
Wait, why are you calling?
What?
What?
All right.
You there?
I think we should pay Pete a visit, too.
Oh, come on, man. Pete, do you want to play our game show?
Yeah, I'll play.
Just play the rules.
Well, it's just like regular Jeopardy. I'm going to read an answer, which is the description of a ridiculous urban legendary sex act.
Okay.
And you'll have to answer in the form of a question, giving the name of that sex act. But since we don't have like scoreboards or anything, I'm just going to read them all off. And we don't have like different categories or anything. I'm just going to read them in order, and whoever answers, and then there will be two daily doubles in which you can wager as any
audio and visual.
But the way it will work is once I just get to the daily double, I'll announce it, and whoever got the last one right will get the daily double.
Okay? Fair enough.
Right. Now, so we got four contestants, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now we're going to need a sound from each of you so I can identify who is chimed in first.
Queef.
Balls.
Honk.
Pete.
I'll just say Pete.
Pete.
All right, Pete. All right.
So when you think you know the answer, you just got to say Pete.
You can't be Queef.
Can we be one team?
Yeah, okay.
You guys will be a team. You'll be Team Queef.
I don't want to
play. Oh, and there's one more.
Wow.
You keep score.
Yeah, let the girls team up. Yeah.
You keep score. 100 per points per question.
And
minus.
Oh,
all right, I'll do it. Fine. I'll do double duty. 100.
Ah, duty.
100 plus 100 for every.
Pete, you heard that, right? He said duty.
And minus 100 for the correct answer. And one important rule.
Uh-oh.
I must read the complete question before you answer. Otherwise, you'd be disqualified. Okay.
Pete,
are you
ready?
Are you ready, Pete?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Round one. Guys.
You're going to be team queef.
One of you say it, please.
We're going to be team queef. So.
Shitting on a woman's chest while receiving head is called this, an homage to Drew Carey's hometown.
I know it.
Ball.
I heard Rob.
The steamer.
Correct.
Yes.
I need a ding sound effect or something.
Hey, where's our bell?
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Well, 100 points. Sitting on your hand until it falls asleep and then jerking off, eliciting the feeling of a hand job from someone else is called this. It shares a name with
Pete,
I didn't finish the question.
Yeah.
It shares a name with an Albert Camus novel and a 1980 album by Billy Joel.
Honk, Pete. Honk.
Sid.
What is The Stranger?
That is correct.
Wow.
So 100
Oh.
Well, it depends on who's doing it.
The Stranger.
That's true.
When I do it, it's The Stranger.
Turning your hand around while jerking off so that your thumb is facing towards you is called this, the same grip.
Queef.
The same grip that rodeo folks use when roping a calf.
Oh, I don't know that one.
3 seconds. Sorry, Western or rodeo grip? No points on that one. Receiving a blowjob while sitting on the toilet taking a shit has been called this.
Queef.
Noah. 3 seconds. Anyone else?
Sid. I was going to say a blump.
Sid?
And she said it before.
Sid?
I said blump. What is a blump?
That is correct. 200 points. Pete, you got to catch up here.
Yeah.
Beating a girl in the back of the head an instant before coming to produce an asshole tightening sensation is commonly called this.
Honk, Pete. Honk.
Sid.
What is a donkey punch?
That is correct.
Damn it.
Sid, taking off. Cum droplets on the neck or cleavage area of a girl are sometimes called this.
Balls.
Oh.
What is a pearl necklace?
Correct.
Yes.
Damn it.
Sid with 3, Rob with 2, the girls have no points, and Pete also, no points right now.
Is my buzzer working?
You need to be real loud.
Yeah, I think you're just too subtle there because we're just talking over you.
Well, he's tried to chime in sometimes, but while Darren's still reading the question.
Yeah, you got
to
wait till the question's fully over. Okay, ready? While receiving oral sex, poking your penis into your partner's cheek produces this effect. No, it's not a fungus owned by Prince. 3 seconds.
Pete.
Oh, Pete, go ahead. You got it in.
I'm going to say purple mushroom.
In the form of a question, please.
What is a purple mushroom?
Correct. Wow. Pete is on the board.
Oh, it's Pete.
Pete is on the board, and Pete gets the daily double.
Oh.
You may wager all or part of your winnings. You have 100 points.
Do it.
I'll put up all of it.
Yeah.
Pete, for a total of 200 points, the practice of sticking your finger in the anus and pulling it up and forward to poke out the with this piece of angling equipment.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. The practice of sticking your finger in the anus and pulling it up and forward to poke out the pussy shares a name with this piece of angling equipment.
Yeah, you got me.
What is a fishhook? What is a fishhook?
I would have
sorry.
Demonstrated on Noah if that would have helped.
That takes you down to 0, Pete, but hang in there. Fishhook. Next question, please. Ready? While doggying your partner, smash her head into the wall rhythmically for deeper penetration. Mickey Rourke's character in The Wrestler would approve.
Balls.
Rob?
I'm going to go out on a limb. What is a ram jam?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Honk.
Sid.
I'm going to guess, what is a ram job?
Incorrect. Three seconds. Two. One. The correct answer? The ram. Simply the ram. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Punching a girl in the nose and then coming in the bloody mess is sometimes referred to by the name of this well-loved Christmas confetti.
Golf.
I heard. Oh, I'm sorry.
Candy cane. What is?
Give an answer, please. 3 seconds.
The angry. No, it's just the candy.
Sorry,
no.
Time's up.
Honk.
Sid.
I think I heard Pete.
Pete. All right, Pete.
What is a strawberry shortcake?
I'm sorry. I like that though, but that's not what we're looking for. Anyone
Honk.
Else? Sid?
What is a candy cane?
Yeah, right. I said that.
You totally had it. You said candy cane. What is weed?
So I'm stoned. Pardon me if I cannot formulate coherent sentences.
Well, question. Next question. Next answer. When a girl is sucking on your balls and her forehead, you remind her of this famous avian cartoon character.
I got it.
Okay, that's not your sound.
Queef.
What is the Roman war helmet?
Incorrect.
Honk.
Sid?
What is the Woody Woodpecker?
Correct. Sid for 100 points.
Wow, Sid is... What is the score? Can I get a score?
500 for Sid,
wow.
200 for Rob, and negative 200 for the girls,
yes,
and zero for Pete.
We're in the lead.
You're in the negative lead.
It's not like golf.
When you attempt to... I'm sorry, host talking. When you attempt to insert your nuts in a girl's ass, you may have trouble keeping her still, just like the trouble you may have giving Fido a good wash.
Queef.
Noah?
What is an Albuquerque Hot Pocket?
Incorrect.
Wow, that should be something. Yeah,
I'll give you 100.
You said 100.
And I mean, that would
be haggle.
That would be the right answer, though.
75. Come on, just 75. Let's
all right, the correct answer is the dog in the bathtub. The dog in the bathtub.
Wow.
Next time you're in prison, try this tasty appetizer, where one person is forced to eat asshole with the help of whatever condiments or dressings are available.
Balls.
Rob?
What is a toss salad?
That's correct.
Yes!
Now, can I ask a question just regarding the toss salad?
Mm-hmm.
If you eat candy corn out of a girl's ass, does that count as a toss salad?
That's interesting. I think it'd be like a
judges.
Ladies, what would you
Pete,
consider if somebody
Pete,
put a
what
piece
do you
of
think?
Candy corn?
Something from the earth. And
candy corn?
Corn.
Candy corn?
No.
Or just regular corn?
Pete, corn out of a girl's ass.
Like
is that a
vegetable? So
we are up to our final question answer of single Jeopardy. Moving on to round two after this one. When pulling out of a dry vagina. And inside out, resulting in this feminine-looking garment. 3 seconds. Time's up. What is a pink sock? Pink sock.
Pink sock.
Turns inside out? What kind of vaginas are you dealing with that they often turn
inside out? No comment. And now it's time for Double Jeopardy.
Again.
The point values have double. All questions will be worth 200. There's one double... there's one daily double in this round, and we start the questioning with question one. It's the name given for the act of throwing up on a vagina while performing oral, not an overweight chalupa. 3 seconds. Sorry, time's up. What is a chunky taco?
Oh.
A chunky taco.
Oh.
Isn't that what felching is?
That makes
no.
sense.
No.
Is that a later question?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
While laying your finger into the woman's asshole, pull it out, wipe it across her upper lip, leaving a thin shit mustache.
Honk, please, honk.
I heard Sid first.
What is a dirty Sanchez?
Correct. 200 points. Sorry. Got to be quicker on the trigger. And eat too high. An untreated mix of odor and vag cheese discovered when eating pussy is called this. Chow down, Charlie. These questions are harder. Up. What is a tuna melt? A tuna melt.
I'm so hungry now.
See, this is competitive and educational.
These are the harder ones. These are harder ones, definitely. This reef fish found off the American coasts and the Gulf of Mexico is also the name. Yes.
You are fucking amazing. Go
Thank
on.
You. This reef fish found off the American coasts and the Gulf of Mexico is also the name. The act of cunnilingus. Three seconds. Time's up. What is a red snapper? What is a red snapper?
Right. God damn it.
Of course!
You ever done that, Darren?
No. I'll tell
ladies,
you a funny story about that after. I
ladies, have either of you been serviced while on your period?
Orally? That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
That's true love.
I'll tell you the story when I'm done with Jeopardy.
Oh, I fucked a girl on her period, but I never went
to her. I have to, but I've never eaten her pussy.
It looks like, afterwards, it looks like you stabbed her to death with your penis. It's awesome.
Pete, have you fucked a girl on her period, Pete?
No, I haven't. I thought that was called receiving your Red Wings.
If you live in Detroit, it is.
Yeah.
All right, next question. When eating pussy, an untrimmed pubic bush often results in coughing up this.
Can you repeat the question?
When eating pussy, an untrimmed pubic bush often this.
Queef?
Noah?
What is a hairball?
Correct!
Oh, all right.
Damn it.
200 points here now.
I was expecting it to be something else. That seemed like too obvious an answer.
Now at negative 50, Noah and Jenny.
All right, we're making a comeback.
Take a shit on a girl's tits and then titty fuck her. You've got yourself a sex act that's also sold at Nathan's Famous.
Balls.
Rob?
What is a chili dog?
Correct! Yeah! Moving on. Wait, the shitting on the chest or the titty fucking? Make this famous knuckleball pitcher proud and use multiple knuckles when fisting your girlfriend's asshole.
Oh, wow.
3 seconds.
I think, Hulk honk.
Sid?
I'm pretty sure this isn't right, but this is just for your benefit because I have a few points in.
Incorrect, but I like it. Correct answer, what is the Gaylord Perry?
Oh, okay.
The Gaylord Perry.
Is he a knuckleballer?
Yeah.
But he's a spitballer.
Towards the end of his career.
Hornballer. Okay.
And Noah actually answered the last question correctly. What else? Rob did, actually.
Yes.
All right, Chili Dog. So you got the Daily Double.
What's the score? Let's
your
the
score is 500. Sid has... Sid has 700. Noah has negative 50. And Pete has 0.
I want more
weed. How much do you wager?
I guess I'll do. Ooh, this is difficult.
You're right behind Sid. I don't know what that means.
In this game, I don't know if that's a good thing. I'll do 300.
300 for a total of 8. If you are correct, put your testicles over your partner's eye sockets while getting head. Putting your testicles over your partner's eye sockets while getting head. But it shares a name with this 1986 Jeff Goldblum film.
Can I look it up?
No.
Oh.
3 seconds.
What is the fly?
Correct!
Oh!
Because it looks like a fly, with big eyes.
I guess I could see it.
Okay, so you have just jumped ahead of Sid by 100 points. This is for everyone now. When getting a girl while she's on all fours, sweep out her arms so she falls on her face, and you've got this. Aunt Jemima does not approve.
Honk, honk. What is the flapjack?
I'll accept that. The answer's the pancake.
Yes. Flapjack is better for it anyway.
Next question. Pulling the covers over your girl's head and then farting is called this. Wooden shoes are optional.
Hong Kong.
Sid?
What is a Dutch oven?
Correct.
That was such good setup.
Kissing your girlfriend with a mouth full of cum is synonymous with a winter object.
Quick!
Noah?
Damn it.
No, what is a snowball?
Correct.
Noah, what is a snowball? That wasn't a question.
Sucking out your own cum from your partner's ass or vagina and swallowing it yourself has this name, which sounds like a burp.
Wait. What is belching?
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
They're on a roll.
What's the score,
earlier?
What's the score?
Well, for Rob, we have 800. Sid has 1,100. Pete's still at 0. Noah and Jenny have 350. Okay, we're almost at the end here. The frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex was named after this Pennsylvania senator because of his homophobic policy.
Hong Kong.
Sid?
What is Santorum?
Correct.
Great, motherfucker.
Sid, you are too.
And this is, I'll warn you guys, this is the last question before Final Sex Jeopardy. So time for you guys to catch up. A woman receiving multiple loads of cum from a room full of men to the face and body is engaging in this.
Creep.
Noah?
It was a bukkake.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow, go Noah.
Now we're up to Final Sex Jeopardy.
Wait, what's the, can we do a recap of the scores? The
scores are Rob with 800. Sid has 1,300. Pete, you're disqualified from Final Jeopardy.
Wait.
Let's give Pete
gentlemen, zero.
Let's give Pete a chance because I think that he might be hearing us on delay. So maybe he's at a disadvantage.
You know how? Write your answer down.
Oh, sorry,
well,
Pete. I tried.
No, no, no. An
yeah, he'll be the first one to answer. Wrong. That's like we're
all right.
Down
right.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, you can play.
Yeah. All right, so we'll all have to take papers.
All right.
Take a paper each.
All right. Pete, you don't have to take a paper. You'll just say you'll be the first one. That's how we're going to do it.
No, he should email you.
But should email you.
That'll take forever.
All right. We're very advanced here. We're setting up by ripping paper.
Wow. This is how technology works.
And we're all going to share the same pen.
Yeah, there's only one pen.
Now, remember what your scores are. Remember what your scores are. Rob, you have 800. Sid, you have 1,300. Noah and Jenny, you have 550. And Pete, we're going to give you a 200 just to fuck around so you can bet some. You may bet all, none, or part of your winning so far. And here is your Final Jeopardy sex
question. Wait, shouldn't we put down how much we wager first?
I was giving you a chance to do that.
Wait. What do I have again?
You have 800 and Sid has 1,300. Fake money. You can wager whatever you want.
Wow. All right, dead air is not good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Here's your question. Putting saran wrap face and proceeding to lay a hot shit there on top of the saran wrap shares a name with this see-through, sea-going vessel. Wrong. Putting saran wrap over your partner's face and proceeding to lay a hot shit on top of the saran wrap shares a name with this see-through, sea-going vessel.
I think I'm wrong, but
everyone else is pondering. Pete, how you doing?
Alright. I have no idea what this is.
All right, we're going to go to Pete first because we can't see what he wrote down. So, Pete, we're going to have to ask for your answer, your question.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Okay. All right. So, Pete, all right, you got $200. All right. Let's go to the girls who are in third place with $550. How much did you wager? Let's see.
All of it.
And your answer was something submarine. Something. First of all, not phrased in the form of a question. And that's incorrect. Let's go now to Rob, who's in second place with 800.
I wagered 800.
Rob wagered 800.
Rob was looking that shit up online.
No,
that's not.
And he says, what is a submarine? No, submarines are not see-through, unfortunately.
Damn.
And how much did you wager? 800?
All of it.
You are left with zero. Pete, you have a chance to win this thing with 200. All right, let's see the answer. Sid,
put it in the form of a question.
Sid wagered 400, and I'm gonna grant it, even though you didn't answer in the form of a question. Actually, this is Jeopardy. Fuck that.
Okay.
Sid wrote down. Glass bottom boat. And Sid wagered 400, which leaves me with 900. And Sid is our Sex Jeopardy champion for today.
Congratulations, great. Sid. You have won absolutely nothing.
You win a kick in the ass. Oh, wait, no. We can't do that.
But Pete.
Pete,
thank
you came
you
in second,
much.
Buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Pete, you came in second. And you know what? We're not giving Sid a prize because fuck Sid. But for being such a good sport, we're going to give you a prize. Are you a current metal injection junkie?
No, I'm not.
Wow. First of all, wow. Second of all, either sign up to be a metal injection junkie and send the metal injection account a private message or email me at hatemail@metalinjection.net with your full address, and we'll send you something sexy.
Aren't you going to have what you want?
It's going to be a jar of Rob's
foreskin.
We'll send anything not lame.
Okay. Okay?
All right, Pete?
All right.
You better do it.
To do that. Thanks for joining us, Pete.
Thanks for playing,
yeah, right,
Pete.
Yeah. Bye.
The great thing is, Pete probably is like, I'm going to call these guys. I'll talk for like 2 minutes, and then I could go about my night. Half an hour later, he's like, these fuckers won't let me go.
And like imagine if like his mom is like, Pete, I want you to pick me up in 10 minutes. And he's like, all right, but before I do that, I just want to call the Metal Injection Livecast for
a
minute.
I might win Sex Jeopardy.
Anywho, let's take a short music break.
I need to recover from that.
Yeah, that was a high voltage segment of the show. That was pretty great. That was pretty great. We're going to go to a short music break. Well, a decent music break, let's say. And then we will be back. And I think JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, my God.
I think, you know, stick around.
Neither do I, but Rob does, on the Metal Injection Live cast. I
Thank you.
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
Wow, a little too much information from our announcer, Chuck Blandington.
Who knew?
God
damn. It says pubes.
Pubes. I know that when I go to the dentist.
Pubes.
He makes me get naked.
What?
Doesn't everyone have that?
No. Not me. Sorry. Did anybody else other than... Did anyone else see South Park this week?
No.
It was rather fantastic.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, it was, spoiler alert.
It's fine with me.
It was basically about Kenny met this girl who he found out was kind of a slut.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out that, when she hears the Jonas Brothers, she gets so horny that she blew a guy, so he got tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. And
aren't they like 10?
The Jonas Brothers?
No.
Yeah. They're, fourth graders, whatever. And Jonas Brothers, blah, 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 purity rings. And then it turns out that their boss was Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. and he's basically using the Jonas Brothers to sell
There's
sex.
A caller.
Uh-huh.
And,
hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, man. It's Ed again.
Who is this?
Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Hey, it's Ed, man. Hey, man. Hey, I'm doing this radio show called Metal Madness in a little bit.
Doing what?
Oh, I do a little DJing. I'm doing this metal show on the
now,
radio.
Now, is it metal like your band? Richmond.
No. I'm playing artists like Decapitated and Necrophages and stuff.
All right, go ahead. Just plug it.
So you're calling us just to plug your show so people don't listen?
No. Just check it out.
Don't you mean necrophagets?
Yeah. No. Anyway, pretty much I'm just hosting a show on this radio station I do every now and then.
Okay.
What is it?
Is this a plug? Is this a plug?
No. I can't remember when it's going to be aired, when I'm doing
not
it.
Not a very good plug.
Do you guys have, an email on Metal Injection? I'm a junkie.
Do you want us to look it up for you, Ed?
Rob, Google it.
Oh, no. it hasn't been aired. It's not being aired yet. It's not going to be aired for a while.
Oh, it's imaginary.
Is this show in your head, Ed?
Ed, how much weed have
sure,
you smoked?
Sure, why not?
Chill out, man.
Dude, yeah.
I think Bud Kushner paid him a visit. Yeah.
Ed, we like
all right,
you.
Anyway, hey, I'm going to go watch more Friday 13th. Happy Friday the 13th. See you guys.
Wait a minute. Do you watch it while it's on mute and listen to the live cast? Because you should.
It's like Pink Floyd with the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it totally syncs up with Friday the 13th. We're actually also watching it, and we're doing commentary right now. Anyway, thanks for calling it, Pete.
It's actually Ed.
Ed, but I'm clearly stoned. Anyway, let's forget about everything. Right now, we're running out of time, so let's get him in here. He is our brand new... giving us the weekly recap in the top headlines of the week. He is none other than the Muscles from Brussels, JCVD himself, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude!
It's JCVD. I don't say Jean-Claude, please. Bonjour, everybody.
What does that mean?
That means hello in my language.
Why did you just say hello?
Because I'm French, all right? Work with me.
Work with me.
Damn you. How have you been?
I've been all right. Jean-Claude Van Damme, do you have a sore throat or something?
This is the way I talk. It's dramatic.
It's what?
It's dramatic.
Jean-Claude, I think there's a caller who would like to say
JCVD.
Something.
JCVD.
JCVD, you might have a fan on the line. Hello.
Who's this? Speak to me.
Yo.
I don't cut you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Who is this?
I'm
going to give you in the penis. What?
Who is this?
My name is Guillermo, and I'm calling from Nebraska.
What can I do for you?
That's a dirty lie. There's nobody named Guillermo that lives in Nebraska.
Are you kidding? Are you sure you're not Mexican?
Well, I'm from Central America, though. So
what are you doing in Nebraska? Oh, why
are
you
in Nebraska?
Looking for a better life, man.
In Nebraska?
Nebraska?
Yeah, it's fucking a lot up here, so I came here to work my ass off and go to the concerts.
Are there concerts in Nebraska?
There's concerts in Nebraska.
Yeah, it's a lot of corn here, but it's pretty decent.
You know something? I'm from Brussels. Why are you talking to this guy?
Do you have a question for JCVD?
No, I'm just going to tell you guys that your website is pretty awesome, and I go to the internet every time that I can to check it out, the news and all the videos that you have there. So,
thank you.
Yeah, and I'm just calling for that to tell you guys to keep it up, the good job that you're doing, and try to bring some condor here to Nebraska because we don't have too many here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have absolutely...
Here's a better idea. Get out of Nebraska and get to some place where there are some concerts.
Yeah.
It's much easier to do that than to convince DSI to come play in fucking Nebraska.
Actually, DSI probably has a choice right now. They probably would play the...
Which is easier, A or B?
I don't know.
Get on a plane and come home now. I'm not playing with you. I swear on my life, I will do it.
That's so funny.
It's in Guillermo.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and keep it up. The good job. I like the website. And
yes. You've had enough FaceTime, Guillermo.
Everyone on the show has been a really good sport, I feel. JCVD.
I don't care about
Have you ever been in Nebraska, JCVD?
Of course not. Look at me. I was in the last 1 minute in Nebraska. I cannot get my chai latte in Nebraska. I'm a very pampered rich man.
Wait, what's a chai latte?
It's like a kind of... What? You would not understand this. This is elite. You look at you. You probably drink like 25-cent quarter drinks. Things like these, watered down sugar water.
In your homeland, they're called Frank drinks, right?
Yeah.
One Frank.
You eat potato chips. I eat Reggie's.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
That's the premium brand.
So JCVD, we brought you in here to do a recap on the week's biggest story.
Oh,
you know, this
is
a big
week. Very eventful. Things happened in the world of news. For example, on Monday, by the way, I heard last week about Seed going to the doctor. And that is a terrible, unfortunate thing. He had a thing taken out of his ass.
Yeah,
it's more terrible.
Sure.
I heard Rob went to the same doctor.
What?
This is the opposite, though.
No, Rob had something taken out of his ass, too. But then they had to put it back in because they analyzed it and it was his brain.
Oh,
they had to stick it back in.
What?
Oh.
JCVD?
Try to be here.
I thought we...
I will be here all week. Ja, giving nut shots to people in verbal comedy form. Ja. I just verbally punched you. Right to the penis.
In the what?
Kenny Youngman writes for Jean-Claude Van Damme now.
Jean-Claude, I'm so hurt. By your karate chops of the mouth.
Now, as you know, I don't know if it made your papers, but in Belgium it was very, very big news. I had a bonion.
A what?
A bonion between my...
A banana?
My third and fourth toe.
A banana?
It was very, very painful. I could only do the split on my left leg.
Oh, you couldn't do a full split?
I could not do a full split. It was very tragic. Now you know what happened to me on Manoah.
Wait, what happened
Get Sid's butt doctor over here. I think Noah is choking.
So what happened when you went to the...
Noah is choking because she is confronted with my masculine sexuality.
Is that true? No, are you turning out my dream? I mean, he's an attractive young man. He's not young anymore.
Listen, I'm 54 years old and I can still knock up a broad like this. Like this!
Like what?
Like this! And they all, in fact, they don't even fuck her. I just go like this. And she's knocked up. She is
what?
Pregnant.
I don't understand what you're saying.
She will have a baby.
Okay. Better.
Noah, look. Come here. Look at me. Look, you are pregnant now. Eat my...
Holy shit.
Is it true?
Your water just broke.
I need a coat hanger.
Call 911.
Fast.
It's not right.
Call me right now. She's ready to drop. Noah, you gained a lot of weight in pregnancy. You must be like 97 pounds.
That's disgusting.
Lose some fucking weight, you cow.
Anyway. But can we get to some like world news?
World news. Anything I do is world news. I'm international. Look at me. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, like, we hired you. Well, we're in the studio. That's why I'm looking at you. But
yes, but you hired me to do what, right?
The news.
Do you want to hear about some President Obama and all this crap? No one wants to hear about this.
No, that's what we paid you to hear.
And things going in the life of JCVD. In fact, last week, I was mentioned on the Big Hat again.
On the what?
On the Big Hat.
What's that
the
again?
The Neil Albert show mentioned me. This woman, they had her with her beautiful, luscious breasts out. And she says, my favorite actor of all time is JCVD. And who can blame her, really?
Yeah.
You've seen, you know, Death Warrant.
I went into the jail and I
had to fight these big guys, look like the Will Ferrell. You don't remember this?
I think I missed that one.
What kind of movie buff are you?
I mean, I saw Bloodsport.
Oh, that is, I'm so sick of Bloodsport. It's like when Metallica played Enter Sandman.
But they always play Enter
Sandman.
They are sick of it. Double Impact. I mean, that was your finest work. You have to play
impact.
Two roles.
I think On Deadly Ground was probably the best.
This is Steven. You think you're funny, right? Like I would not get that.
But I'd flip
sure,
over there.
Sure, he sure says Sid. He has made 457 movies. He will not know this if I sleep in a Steven Seagal movie. I know
got
this
me.
Motherfucker. Come
me.
Here. You're lucky you're out of nutshot reach. If you were 8 inches closer, I would... Come here.
To
can we get some news? You better stay over there. This Steven Seagal. Don't get me started on him. That squinty bastard. Squinty-looking guy.
What's your problem with Steven Seagal?
He's Asian every time I look at him.
He's Native American.
He should be on the cover of a bottle of teriyaki sauce. That fuck. I cannot stand him. How does he drive? How does he drive? He can see those little pretty squinty eyes.
Do you drive?
Of course I drive. Well, I have a chauffeur.
A what?
A chauffeur. It's a French word, motherfucker. Don't start with me. Let's hear you say it.
Chauffeur?
No, that's the shit that those Jews blow in their synagogue. Don't give me that crap. Say it right.
How do you know about the Jews?
Listen, JCVD has fucked many beautiful Jewish women.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I have made love to them because, you know, all you have to do is wave a credit card. In fact, when I went to your neighborhood with all the Jews, you know what I did? I rent a hotel and I leave a trail of credit cards to my room. And all it takes is like 1 hour. And all these women in business suits are in your room. It's great.
And then all you have to do, you take a bed sheet and you chop it.
That's right.
And you got the whole...
That's right.
Just fuck them all right.
Sid knows what he's talking about.
Almost no fuss.
You just redeemed yourself from a nut shot, my friend.
That's right.
JCVD, can you explain to me, what is the difference between having sex and making love?
Making love... Clearly different. Clearly you are a virgin. You do not understand this.
Well, I've never made love.
Making love, it's very difficult to explain, but it involves Cleveland steamers.
Oh, we heard about those earlier.
If you're doing a Cleveland, you're not doing a Cleveland steamer, you're not making love. In fact, where I come from, they call it the Brussels steamer. It's very similar, but first you eat a whole bunch of Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
and it comes out green.
Oh, do you like Brussels sprouts?
I hate those fucking Brussels sprouts.
But you're the mussels from Brussels.
That's exactly why I've eaten nothing but Brussels sprouts and waffles for the past decade.
What's in your diet?
What did I just say, motherfucker? No,
but I thought you're above that.
What
do you eat when you're not in Brussels?
I hate to eat them, but that is all I eat because that is all I have in my fucking country.
But don't you have a choice?
No!
Brussels
sprouts all fucking day.
You don't have, like, fresh direct?
Stop talking about my diet. I will come over there and I will nutshot you.
You can't nutshot me.
Just like you are.
I will sue
woman.
You. I will sue you.
Get in line.
You'll nutshot your lawyer.
What? Would you do that to my lawyer?
Dude, would you like to join my production company?
I think I'm going to have to at this point.
Dude, I like the way this guy thinks.
Dude, what the hell,
every
man?
Lawyer gets a nut shot. Who do you think is married to all the Jewish women he's fucking? Your lawyer.
Is this true?
Let me tell you, Jewish women are the best because they stay away from the bacon and the ham, so they never get fat like Noah.
Like Noah, what are you?
7-pound cow you are. No, seriously. Those love handles.
Aren't they awesome?
Stop eating rice, seriously. Because it gets stuck in your throat sideways and stretches you out. It looks terrible. I think I see a grain of rice in your stomach.
Oh my God.
Stop eating. For God's sake. I swear it.
I think she's one of those
Ethiopian
Jews.
You're a bleep. Noah, turn around for 1 second. Oh, look, just as I thought, it says good year on your back. It was not a good year for you.
Oh, Noah, JCVD is laying it on thick.
Let me tell you,
my
chauffeur is downstairs. I know you want to blow him because you're Jewish, but I am going to have to wrap this up.
Wait, JCVD, you have told us nothing about
I
the world's news.
Everything that was important. Don't worry about this other clip. Jonas Brothers, if I went to see 3 faggots, all I have to do is turn a bar stool upside down, and they plop themselves right on it.
Oh, my God.
JC, that was a little inappropriate. Can you apologize for that?
I apologize. That bar stool, I am so sorry. You did not deserve compared to the Jonas Brothers. Notice how ass is right in their name.
Jonas.
Right, John Ass. Learn to speak English. R.P.
JCVD, I mean, we paid you all this money and you gave us no news whatsoever.
And that is how I'm rich and you are broke.
It's true. We are out of
money.
Well, thank you very much, JCVD. Yeah! We got to get out of here, but I don't know if that was worth the money. Was that worth the money we had to spend on that? Oh, man. No, get out of here!
Why? I'm taking it down.
Oh, no. I hope he doesn't leave a Cleveland steamer on your floor.
It's a long one. It's a double impact.
I think Bud Kushner is still hiding in the bathroom. They might have a bit of an encounter in there.
I wonder if JCVD smokes pot. You think he gets down with the reefer?
I think he probably does.
We'll never know. Well, we only have 10 minutes left in the...
9.
Oh. 8. Shit. Wait, here are 7.
That's the countdown of how much time we have left takes a minute.
Unbelievable. What a show we had today.
I believe that was 1 hour and 51 minutes.
It's been pretty quick. Which is too fast for you guys. I know you guys were enjoying yourselves at home. Mm-hmm. But whose fault is that? Yours? Yours?
Yeah,
right?
Try to enjoy yourselves less next
yeah,
week.
Seriously, yeah, seriously. Stop being so selfish.
You should thank everybody.
Have some show for the rest. Thank you to all of our callers.
Guillermo,
Ed. Pete.
Ed.
Pete. All you guys ruled, and thank you for being good sports.
Thanks, Jenny, for being a huge pothead.
Jenny, thank you for sparking us up. Hey,
thank you.
Story.
Yeah. Can you tell that again slowly?
That was a lovely grief story.
Let's light some candles.
Thank you to Noah for
gaining some weight and getting pregnant.
Use your bathroom.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, Darren, for flushing the toilet thoroughly and not leaving that extra piece of floating corn in there.
It wasn't corn. I said a corn-shaped piece of shit. Not a corn. Not a knee corn.
Duh.
I just, well, let me just say, because we were talking about this during the break, I took a dump in the studio bathroom.
He's saying it.
And I flushed. There's a relatively weak flusher on this toilet. So I waited like
a
good bathroom patron. I waited. And I made sure that the tank refilled and that I could flush it down again, which is what you do instead of just turning tail and running out of the bathroom and leaving a big-ass bobbing floater in the toilet.
That's being considerate.
It wasn't even that big.
You see, the live cast, like I mentioned earlier, we're not only entertaining, we're motherfucking educational.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I mean, there was so much to learn today.
It's a laugh and learn.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Pulling an L&L.
It's like an after-school special.
But like way after school. An after dark special.
Unless you go to school at 10 p.m.
If you go to night school. For the after school.
I hope that our audience enjoyed this show as much as I enjoyed doing it.
In the butts.
I feel this was one of our stronger shows today.
It was a good show. It was a really good show.
Winner.
We still have like 5 more minutes.
Want to play a song?
Yeah, let's do a quick song. Let's do a little Megadeth.
Yeah.
With a song that I love called The Killing Road.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah. first time by the machine, so really I did, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Back because Sid wanted
to say. Bye, everybody.
There it is.
Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week when we will have Porno Mad Libs, the return.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be exciting. We might have a guest in the studio. We're still working that out.
Who's that again?
I don't want to talk. I don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it.
But don't forget to subscribe to Metal Injection Radio on iTunes, so this could just end up in your iPod magically without you having to do anything. And
tell your friends, metalinjection.net/livecast. Spread the word.
See you next week.
And
see you next week.
Don't say that, because then they'll expect another show as soon as they light up.
Smoke weed every day.
All day, every day.
Shut up for a minute. I have a secret to tell you. You can keep a secret, can't you? Good. The secret is that Noah is really a man. With a big fat penis. Hello, and you're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? Hello, and welcome to the Chuck Blandington podcast. That's right. I've got the Metal Injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.